around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Okay, as that intro music gets us going again, it is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time. It is Saturday, March 1st, 2025. Welcome back for Hour 2 of America's number one travel radio show, everyone. Well, the first 60 minutes of today's show certainly flew right on by. I'm sure this hour will as well. It is why we call this program the fastest 2 hours in travel. And as the program is transmitted live via satellite to our now 600-plus weekly stations across the USA, we are about to take you on an extended spring break travel conversation. We've engaged three great guests, and they are joining us on the show hotline for today's preferred travel panel discussion.
They are indeed. So let's welcome for today's PTP, we have Scott Keyes, founder and chief flight expert at Going.com. We have Karen Redfern, CMO with RVIA, that's the RV Industry Association, and Elizabeth Von Tersch, senior editor for travel at U.S. News and World Report.
Scott, Karen, Elizabeth, good morning. We appreciate you joining us for America's number one travel radio show today.
Good morning.
Thanks for having me.
Well, great having all of you here, and Scott, nice to hear your voice again. So, listen, you know, Mary and I, we were traveling last week in the Caribbean, and it was busy. Now, as March begins today, with 1/6 of 2025 behind us, spring break travel is here. Last hour for our chief travel leader conversation, AHLA CEO Rosanna Maeda was here on the program with us. You may have heard her conversation with us. And as part of that discussion, you know, we focused on the escalating prices at hotels and resorts. So airfares are also high. There are a number of reasons for that, certainly. Mary and I were going to be taking the show to Utah for a big Let's Go America tour in May. And a member of our team missed booking a flight that was being held. Just over a week later, when we had to rebook it, the same flight itinerary had increased $271. So I want to start off today with you getting your insights and thoughts on current travel costs and how they could impact, you know, spring break travel now that it's here. Scott, let's start with you.
Sure. So you touch on a really important point there. Airfare is higher than it's been in the past 12 months. It's 7% higher than a year ago, 3% higher than where it was in February 2020 before the pandemic began. It's up 6 of the past 7 months. So it's not just your imagination. Airfare really is getting more expensive right now. That's the glass half empty view. The glass half full view is that airfare is cheaper than it was in its June 2022 peak. And if you adjust for overall inflation, you know, look, everything's getting more expensive. If you adjust for overall inflation, airfare actually looks like something of a bargain. You see it near its all-time lows because it's, while it's getting more expensive, it's growing at a rate that's much slower than most of the rest of the items in the economy.
Yeah.
Obviously, eggs are very hot, top of mind. So that's the good news for travelers.
Well, that's all right. So, Elizabeth, what are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I think the cost is definitely reflected in the destinations that people are looking at for spring break this year. So we're seeing a huge interest in national parks in general on our ranking pages for spring break, specifically Yosemite, Grand Canyon. You know, they just offer a really budget-friendly option, especially if you camp there, that's even cheaper. And then, you know, more are also considering kind of off-season destinations also to kind of combat those really high hotel rates. So places like Hilton Head, Myrtle Beach, Outer Banks that are, you know, they have cooler weather and the water temperature is definitely really chilly still. So not necessarily their peak time, but the trade-off of fewer people and more vacation rental options is really attractive to budget travelers.
And Karen, you could talk a little bit more from the RV and outdoor sector. What say you?
Absolutely. When you're talking about the increase in interest in the national parks and visiting what America has to offer, you know, the beauty of an RV vacation is that you can even make it to a campground that's just an hour down the road from you. And so that can transport you to another world. And it still is a family getaway without breaking the bank. Mm-hmm. And we know that a family traveling can travel for about 60% less, but in an RV vacation.
So we get emails from listeners regularly seeking advice on best times to book flights, when to lock in hotels, national parks, campsites, theme parks ahead of busy seasons. And of course, we are already in spring break. A lot of people have already booked. There's still a little bit of a window for mid-April spring break. But before you know it, we could broaden this. We're going to be talking about Memorial Day and booking. People are already starting to look at that. So suggestions or opportunities on finding value, booking tips, making rental reservations in advance. So Scott, let's start with you.
Sure. So my best advice for folks who are trying to get the timing of their booking right, and that's the most important thing you can do when you're looking at a specific trip, is to use this idea called the Goldilocks windows. Not too early, not too late, just right in the middle. And when you're talking about peak season travel, like middle of summer, certainly like spring break, usually for domestic flights, you're talking about two to eight months in advance or so is when you're going to most likely see those cheap flights popping up. But for international travel, a little bit further, 4 to 10 months in advance, you know, you can remember the specific numbers, but the easiest way to remember it is just think about it like you're buying swimsuits. When are they going to go on sale? In the wintertime. So with those peak season flights, always book opposite season. When you're in the fall, that's when you can be thinking about spring break. Right now, you know, when you're at Christmas, that's when you should be thinking about summer flights.
Great tip, Goldilocks. I like that. All right, Karen, what about campsites and RVs?
Well, obviously, since 2020, when travel was so restricted, there's been a real palpable shift in Americans wanting to get out and explore our own country and wanting to regain control of when and where they can go. So we've seen a huge increase in the number of people out there. So campground reservations are always good to do as far in advance. And yes, people think of those national parks that they really want to visit. There are always those gateway cities surrounding the parks. If you can't get a campsite in the park, there's those gateway cities. But we also tell people, just if you Google where to find those the least visited, you know, national parks. And then there's also the national forests that people forget about and state parks that are absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah.
You know, where there's plenty of places to go. There's over 16,000 campgrounds and there's places for everyone to find.
Elizabeth, anything to add to that?
And real quick on that, Elizabeth.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, just looking for flexibility in your booking. So looking for cancelable hotel rooms and vacation rentals, just so that if something more affordable or more attractive does pop up, you're able to kind of switch that out as needed.
We agree on that as well.
Flexibility, very important.
So, Rudy, I know, Rudy, you wanted to go in a direction regarding some travel, but we're going to hold that because we're coming up on a hard break, and we'll get to that in the next segment. Panel, I'm just going to ask you to stand by. We do have a number of other things we want to get to. And, by the way, listen, I know you're all waiting for this. We're going to go rapid fire in the H block coming up as well. So stand by
travel
for that.
Trivia.
That'll be a lot of fun. we'll go from there. But anyway, as we're looking at the clock, folks, right now, we are, you know, Bobby today, we have him on assignment. So Fast Eddie is talking to us in our headset. He's down there in Dallas at the Network Command Center.
Nice music.
We're going to toss things back to him right now. We're going to pay some bills on the show. Today's preferred travel panel will continue after this quick sponsors break. You'll hear my voice again in 180 seconds. Start.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
Well, you just saw it. The privileged get tax pardons while hardworking Americans do not. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled returns, do not wait for the IRS letter to act. Getting ahead of it is a smart move and never contact the IRS directly. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. They've got a strong relationship with the IRS with genius strategies to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. It's free to speak with one of their strategists, so call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. If you can't remember the last time you didn't feel stressed during the day or slept through the night, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions with clean ingredients that people can't stop raving about. These are plant-based solutions to relieve stress, help with mood, focus, and more. Quality ingredients that work is why more than 2 million satisfied customers use products from CB Distillery. Get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at cbdistillery.com. Code CARRY, cbdistillery.com, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. If you can't remember the last time you didn't feel stressed during the day or slept through the night, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions with clean ingredients that people can't stop raving about. These are plant-based solutions to relieve stress, help with mood, focus, and more. Quality ingredients that work is why more than 2 million satisfied customers use products from CB Distillery. Get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, at cbdistillery.com. Code CARRY, cbdistillery.com, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
I try to eat healthy. However, when I mess up my diet and nutrition, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. What's the point of supplements or green drinks if you aren't 100% confident that they're going to improve your health? We drink Field of Greens and both see and feel the difference in our health. Enjoy a delicious Field of Greens drink each day, and at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. Get 20% off with code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com. That's code CARRY at fieldofgreens.com, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com and just look under sponsors.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, did you time us? 180 seconds. Like I said, as we continue with today's preferred travel panel, we're sponsored by Seabourn.
So after next week's show, Robert and I are going to leave for St. Martin to begin our big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise with show partner Seabourn, and we're going to broadcast live from Grenada aboard the Seabourn Ovation on March 15th. But you can book right now to travel with us aboard the Seabourn Quest this August in Alaska. They've extended their sail. We're going to have a great time on this trip. Lock it in before this Tuesday or by this Tuesday, March 4th. You're going to save an extra 15%. Get up to a $1,000 shipboard credit and a reduced deposit.
Which is a great deal, no question. So get on that, folks. This week can be great. You can choose from either the 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska with us on August 15th. Space is limited. To go get all the information today, to book your travels, make a reservation, go to rmworldtravel.com. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise, and secure your spot with us. All right, so now back to today's panel. Scott, Karen, Elizabeth, we're going to get into some other spring break travel topics with you. Last hour included the 142nd Destination Spotlight segment that we've done here on the show since we started it back in 2017, and we showcased the state of Arkansas today. The original purpose of the segment was to feature lesser-known locations that we've personally visited across the U.S., you know, and we feel are worthy of people's travel dollars. So think Saratoga or Green Bay or, I don't know, Mobile or Naples, maybe Savannah, Newport, Boise. You know, you get my point. We've covered all of those. But, you know, every year there seems to be a new list out there of places for travelers to consider for spring break. We're not particularly big fans of lists here on the show, but, you know, there are other travel times of the year they're lists for as well. So since today's theme is spring break, we'd enjoy hearing some of the areas that you have your attention out there and that you'd recommend our listeners tuned in nationwide might want to consider, be it domestic or international. And Karen, we'll start with you, and then we'll go Elizabeth and then Scott.
Okay. I think anywhere where we can get out into nature and kind of disconnect and reconnect with one another is always great. And I think really looking for those lesser known parks where people, you're not going to be fighting the crowds for those same spaces, and it allows you to really soak in all of your surroundings. I'm a big hiker myself, so I don't want to be in places where they're overcrowded with all of the everyone coming in to visit at the same time. I like to be able to enjoy my walks without walking with a crowd of people.
All right, so the lesser known people.
I'm with you on that.
Elizabeth, what do you say?
Absolutely. Well, it's not necessarily lesser known, but in my opinion, not hyped enough for spring break is Puerto Rico. You have San Juan with the history, culture, nightlife. But then you have these amazing Caribbean beaches, especially on Vieques Island, and then you have that adventurous element with El Yunque Rainforest as well. And, of course, you don't need a passport either, which makes it
easier. Well, and it's U.S. currency, which we also like. That's also good, although most of the Caribbean takes it anyway. Scott, what are you thinking out there?
So the two places that I'm looking at right now are actually in Central Europe. So flights over to Milan and Vienna both saw recent record lows. We found for going members for a flight from L.A. to Vienna for $368 round trip on Finnair, Atlanta to Milan for $334 round trip. Again, going during that shoulder season, you're not going to see the crowds. The weather starts to get better. It's just a much, much better time to go, in my opinion, than the middle of summer when everything is at its most expensive.
All right, let's talk customer service these days. Elizabeth, in a previous role, I know you were a vice president with Forbes Travel Guides, but you were also one of their incognito inspectors rating hotels on a host of categories, and their president, Amanda Fraser, has joined our show several times. So this brings me to customer service in the travel industry. We believe it has not fully bounced back. There are still staffing issues. There are still training issues going back to 2020. I do think the world in general, we have a lot going on in the world, and I think it's a little more transactional these days, and that does not work well in hospitality. So whether it's airlines, hotels, restaurants, let's talk staffing issues across the board. Any general thoughts? Elizabeth, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I think, you know, you mentioned staffing shortages, and, you know, since the pandemic, really, that's been the story. And, you know, with international staff coming in, especially for the summer season, you know, a lot of issues getting visas and things like that kind of exacerbates that situation. And another thing, you know, this year, especially for spring break, is going to be kind of the National Park Service lost a lot of staff recently, too. So you might experience some longer wait times and, you know, just being courteous to those people. So you might see some impact there as well.
Absolutely. Scott, with the airlines?
Yeah, look, I mean, airline employment has largely bounced back. But what it's interesting, every time I call the airlines, I still get the message, you're experiencing unusually long hold times. our servers are loading. It's like, what's going on here? So I share that sentiment that it seems like in spite of the fact that the hiring is at full pace, you've not seen that shown up in the actual customer service wait times.
Yeah, I'll agree with you. Listen, I had to call American Airlines this week for something, and I think it was like 32 minutes, and we have a priority on it. It was crazy. So,
Karen, anything to add quickly on that regarding the parks?
No. In fact, when you go to the campgrounds, most of the campgrounds are staffed, and they've got wonderful staff that are very welcoming to everyone that comes in, because we do know that those parks are having some difficulty accommodating all of the travelers.
Right.
But when you go to a campground, an RV park, you can still have a fantastic experience.
That's so, Rudy, you wanted to talk a little bit about payments and so forth. You want to jump in here with that?
Well, I'm wondering if some new things are maybe adding a little bit to the cost of a ticket. A few weeks ago, JetBlue announced they'd start accepting Venmo for travel. Venmo is trying to expand its reach. People are already paying with Apple Pay or Google Pay or Samsung Pay. Is this good for the airline industry, or does it add more complications for travel companies having to process all these different payment methods?
I'll jump in there.
Okay.
Apologies. My sense is that what's called the fintech, financial tech happening behind the scenes is expanding at such a rapid pace that the airlines are able to engage in these in a more kind of plug and play fashion. You know, you think historically airline technology is not exactly cutting edge in terms of their internal systems, but because they're able to get these through vendors nowadays and do it much more quickly, I haven't encountered any issues or problems with using those sort of alternative pay. And to be clear, that's how it is in most of the world. If you go, you know, over to places like China, it is extremely common to be paying, and in fact, all but required to pay through some of these apps.
Yeah, that's true.
Like Alipay or WeChat.
I know we've talked. Karen, what about in the outdoor RV sector? I mean, are you seeing more alternative payments out there?
There are some, because we've got some larger groups of campgrounds and some of the smaller ones, you know, that are the individually owned in a smaller town. You may not get that kind of variety option, but yes, everything is moving in the same direction with technology impacting everything we do.
So, you know, you heard us talking at the rejoin about the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise that will be happening the entire week of March 10th with show partner Seabourn, and then we'll broadcast the show live from Grenada with them on March 15th. In August, you know, we'll also be doing a big two-week Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. We're allowing show fans to come travel with us and enjoy their experience together there. That's also with Seabourn. So we actually think some of the best value in travel right now is in the cruise sector. There's a cruise for every type of traveler with all types of capacity out there. Cruise lines are eager to earn your business. You know, Karen, I could certainly make a similar point about the RV and outdoor sector, but Elizabeth, I want to start with you. Where do you think some of the best value in travel is these days from your experiences and insights?
Absolutely. And, you know, I agree with cruises. You know, I have a family with three kids, and, you know, anytime you're going out to dinner and prices are adding up per person, whereas on a cruise, you know, you're paying more up front, but that kind of all-inclusive theme is really popular right now with cruises and also with resorts. You know, a lot of families are looking for that all-inclusive element just so you don't have to worry about counting every single dollar at your meals that you're eating and whenever you're buying a beverage and things like that. So I think that all-inclusive is going to continue to just be really trendy.
Scott, can you give me a 20-second answer on that?
Yeah, look, I think you're seeing a lot of bargains over to Europe nowadays. We talked about those sub $400 round-trip flights to Austria and Italy, and I think those are going to continue as airlines add more capacity across the Atlantic.
All right, and Karen, also a 20-second answer, because then we got to hit the break again.
Yep, the RVing also offers you that all-inclusive because it's your transportation, your stay. You can cook your meals there if you want. And when you're looking at a family vacation, you can even bring the furry family members along with you. You don't have to board them, and they can enjoy vacation.
Well, that's true. You're not doing
inclusive.
That on the cruise. That part's true. I agree with that. Very much. So, Elizabeth, we're going to ask Karen and Scott just to hold on, panel. We've got another hard break coming up on the show. So next, we're going to go rapid fire. So get ready for that, folks. Listen, as we head into this bottom of the hour break, there are still three more segments coming your way today. Rudy's going to have deals of the week coming up in our iBlock. And then Mary and I will also take you to Arlington, Texas today for the museum gallery. You won't want to miss that. Keep those radios locked in. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Well, you just saw it. The privileged get tax pardons while hardworking Americans do not. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled returns, do not wait for the IRS letter to act. Getting ahead of it is a smart move and never contact the IRS directly. Turn it over to Tax Network USA. They've got a strong relationship with the IRS with genius strategies to quickly settle your tax problems in your favor. It's free to speak with one of their strategists, so call 800-780-8888 or visit tnusa.com/carry. That's tnusa.com/carry or rmworldtravel.com and look under sponsors. If you can't remember the last time you didn't feel stressed during the day or slept through the night, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They've got natural solutions with clean ingredients that people can't stop raving about. These are plant-based solutions to relieve stress, help with mood, focus, and more. Quality ingredients that work is why more than 2 million satisfied customers use products from CB Distillery. Get 20% off with the code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, at cbdistillery.com. Code CARY, cbdistillery.com, or visit armworldtravel.com and look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Thank you, Craig. We do welcome all of you back out there listening across the country today. Well, we're going to push things higher, hop around for this H block. We're going to go rapid fire for today's preferred travel panel. But first, we're sponsored by Hilton Grand Vacations.
And here's another way to travel and enjoy yourself as part of the Hilton portfolio of brands with over 200 resorts in places like the Caribbean, Las Vegas, New York City, Italy, the UK, Japan, and a lot more. Hilton Grand Vacations provides premier travel experiences featuring spacious, upscale accommodations with home-like features and resort-style amenities.
So wherever travel takes you, folks, find more information. Go earn your Hilton loyalty points as well right there. the honor points. You can do that at HiltonGrandVacations.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. Last hour, we shared the results of our latest travel polls. So we do this, and our listeners vote on the questions. The polls are always on the homepage of our website at RMWorldTravel.com. So, panel, we'd enjoy hearing how you would have voted in the polls that just ended. So I will let you know right now for the first question, I got it wrong. So no pressure here. What country is home to over 60% of the world's lakes? Any takers? I'll give you a couple of choices.
I guess Canada.
Oh.
Scott, you ended the question.
Scott, ding, ding,
beautiful.
Ding. That's
Scott
it.
Was yeah. listening
oh
last
goodness.
Hour. I love
yeah. for jumping in. I didn't realize.
Yes. No, good for you.
All right. Well, listen,
right.
we take it right off the table. We love that. That's
yep.
great.
This I thought it was China.
This is rapid fire, Mary.
Yeah.
He took
excellent.
It.
All right.
So question two that we asked, which U.S. state is home to the mouth of the Mississippi River? Any three of you want to guess on that one?
Silence.
This is not rapid fire now.
All right, we'll give you some clues. You got right. Mississippi, Minnesota, Louisiana, the mouth of the river, the Mississippi River.
Mm. I mean, Louisiana?
Louisiana.
All right, Scott. You know, I wish we had a prize.
Yeah, you know, we got to get some automobile travel swag to be sending out for these things. I think that's
I'll
what we need to do.
Mug.
Yeah, exactly. Right? There we are. You can take that. All right. Well, all right. So we are going to go rapid fire now. And thank you for participating in that right there. But this is how it works. All right, we're going to throw out some various things involving travel, and we want you to share the first thing that comes to mind. So in this order, we're going to go Scott, Karen, Elizabeth, and then we'll mix it up. So. Have you grown more tethered to travel loyalty programs, or do you find yourself moving away from them more and more and just choosing travel based on price? Scott?
I've always moved away because my advice is stay loyal to yourself, stay loyal to cheap flights, and that's not being loyal to one specific airline.
Karen?
I tend to stay with the loyalty programs for myself when I'm traveling.
Elizabeth?
I actually go with most convenient flight patterns, so the nonstop flights versus loyalty programs in general.
Okay.
Mm, I like that one. All right. What's the biggest change you've personally encountered in the world of travel over the past few years? Karen.
Biggest change, I think, is just the long lines, you know, the waiting, you know, just a lot of delays. Which just adds to frustration. Instead, it takes away from the enjoyment, which is what we want to be doing in travel.
So pack your patience.
We say pack your patience. Yeah. Okay,
that's right.
Elizabeth?
Yeah, I think there's kind of a negative stereotype of the tourist right now, you know, with all the over-tourism and, you know, we know obviously Barcelona last summer had kind of some protests against tourists. So I think just... you know, kind of changing that stigma, becoming more respectful travelers.
Yeah, and I would say name-calling. I'm not a big fan on this show of gate lice that we're using. We've talked about that. I just don't like us
There's
all the name-calling. Scott, what say you?
So the biggest change that I've seen in the past few years is actually the fact that airlines got rid of change fees, which has really changed the way now that I book, because when you book and there's no change fees, it means that you should be paying attention after booking, because if there's a price drop, as there are with many flights, you can actually rebook the same flight you already purchased and get the difference back in future travel credit. That's a benefit that did not exist pre-pandemic, but is now a great opportunity.
Rudy, you want to throw out a question?
Yes. How much cash do you all typically carry in a weekend getaway? Let's say for a domestic trip.
Elizabeth?
Oh, my
cash.
Gosh.
Cash.
Oh, gosh. Hardly any. Maybe, you know, $50 just for tips and things like that. But I use my credit card for everything that I can.
What about Karen?
Absolutely the same way. Excuse me. And especially because you can get bonuses on so many of your credit cards, you know, cash back. And it just makes more sense.
All right, so exactly. Scott, do you go with the really fat wallet, or do you have a thin wallet out there? How much do you carry typical cash?
I go with the digital wallet. You know, I'm a card carrying millennial. I think I've paid with cash for one thing in the past year that I can remember. I've totally switched over to cards exclusively.
All right, so there you go.
All right, how about favorite food? Is there a favorite food you would travel for? If yes, what is it and where is it, Elizabeth?
Oh, gosh. I mean, pasta, obviously, anywhere in Italy. But, that's my answer.
That's fine. That's a good answer. Scott?
So the sushi conveyor belt place. You know, they've got a bad connotation in the U.S. You go to them in Japan, it is better sushi than I've had almost anywhere at the top-end restaurants in the U.S. Just incredible quality and incredibly affordable.
Well, Rudy's right there. Elizabeth,
right.
I'm sorry, Karen, real quick on this, because we're going to hit the end of the segment.
I would say that I would probably go to somewhere in, like, Alaska for the fresh seafood. Fresh-caught seafood is just... out of this world.
Well, Karen, listen.
Karen,
come cruise with us.
Yeah.
There you go. Listen, you know, we'll enjoy. We can incorporate some RV into that, too. We can have them pick us up and take us around. Well, listen,
absolutely.
Panel. Scott, Karen, Elizabeth, thank you very much for being part of the program today. Really appreciate it, having you part of this edition of the Preferred Travel Panel. Have a nice rest of your weekend, okay?
Thank you so much, everybody.
All right, so share your thoughts with us on today's Preferred Travel Panel, everyone. You can contact us right on our show website. And next, Rudy's going to share deals of the week, and we'll be back in 10 minutes with the Museum Gallery. Stay with us, everyone.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. Robert here saying, come travel in Alaska in August with Mary and me aboard the Seabourn Quest. Right now, you can lock in the best deal of the year as Seabourn is offering their Sale of the Year special, and it's going to save you an extra 15% off the cruise price, deliver up to $1,000 shipboard credit, plus a reduced deposit. So if you've always wanted to experience Alaska, join us for what's going to be a truly amazing trip. This is such a great deal. You've got two options to choose from, either the full 14-day option that leaves from Vancouver, Canada on August 8th, or the 7-day option leaving from Juneau, Alaska on August 15th if you can't get away for the 2 weeks. Just like we did with show fans in the Mediterranean, for 2024. Space is limited, so go to our website, rmworldtravel.com today. Click on the link at the top of the homepage that says Join Us, Book Here, 2025 Seabourn Alaska Cruise. It's in blue. You can't miss it. And get your spot booked with us. Now, the offer expires this Tuesday, March 4th, but 15% off, $1,000 shipboard credit, and a reduced deposit. rmworldtravel.com. Book your travels today and get ready for a great trip, folks.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Nice to have you in the house today. This portion of the program is sponsored by our friends at mypillow.com/carry. In a minute, I'm going to share some deals of the week. But in keeping with the theme of that and saving you money, our friends at MyPillow.com/carry are offering great enticements. It's their first ever mega sale and overstock clearance, offering an array of new products.
Snuggle in super soft and cozy new Percal bed sheets for as little as $39.98. Make your morning showers as luxurious as what you'd enjoy at a top hotel with a six-piece MyTowel set, just $29.98. Dishcloth and towel sets are now only $19.99, and you'll also find great deals on all MyPillow clothing that's up to 80% off. It's a great way to start your day or share some happiness at the office if you buy their My Coffee. It's organic, 100% Arabica, and it comes in whole bean, ground, or pods, and My Coffee is 50% off. Then there's the all-new My Cross necklace, available at 30% off. These are handcrafted in the USA, and for women, there's a reversible cross that's onyx-style black enamel with a protective clear coating on one side and white mother-of-pearl-style translucent white enamel with a protective clear coating on the other. For men, you'll get onyx-style black enamel with a protective clear coating. They're both sterling silver and anti-tarnish. Great jewelry. And another part of the great mega sale is all purchases, regardless of size, ship for free. Just visit and browse MyPillow.com/carry and use that promo code carry for all your show savings. Or as always, you can find a direct link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Okay, so it's been a while since I served up some deals of the week, but the nice thing about the travel industry is there's always something on sale at any given time. First of all, we're coming to the end of what the cruise industry calls its wave season. It's a time, the first 3 months of every year, when cruise lines offer discounts on cruises for the coming months. Now, you only have this month, March, to take advantage of this sale period, but I got to tell you, cruise ships are pretty much booked up. Of course, you may only need one stateroom, so this isn't exactly mission impossible, but choose your ship carefully. If you're an experienced cruiser, you know that ships have different personalities, and you should choose wisely. Some are adult-only cruises. If you don't like parties, you might want to avoid spring break cruises. But any travel agent can match you with a ship, or you can read reviews of most every ship at sites including CruiseCritic.com and CruiseLine.com. Whatever you do, I suggest you start shopping right after this radio show. I got an email from Virgin Atlantic this week offering some stunning details if you want, stunning deals if you want to fly on miles to and from Europe. Now, if you don't have Virgin Miles, you can open a frequent flyer account for free online and transfer points to your new Virgin account from other accounts where you might have points, like with your American Express card or Citi, Bilt, Wells Fargo, or Chase cards. Consider this. Business class from Atlanta to London for only 24,000 miles. 29,000 miles London to New York. San Francisco to London, 41,000 Virgin points. London to D.C., 29,000. But there's a catch. You notice I only gave you one-way fares? Well, so does Virgin Atlantic, which means you'll have to find your own way back if you're looking for a round trip. And these bargain basement award seats are only available on very specific dates in 2025 and a few in 2026. But if your travel dates are flexible, these are incredible bargains. Virgin Atlantic is a good place to use your Delta points. Regular listeners know that even though Minneapolis-St. Paul, a Delta hub where I live, is my airline, I got a million points, Delta charges a huge amount of points for award tickets. Better to use them on Virgin Atlantic. So go to virginatlantic.com and click on reward seats. Now, here's something interesting if you're a fan of classic movies. At the end of April, from April 25th to the 27th, Turner Classic Movies, TCM Classic Films, is throwing a screening fest of classic movies in Los Angeles. There are four different levels of tickets, starting at $449 per person. For the basic ticket, it will get you into lots of movie screenings, and you'll have the chance to mingle with movie-themed guests and like-minded fans. Other tickets grant entry to an opening night gala party, red carpet screenings, and more. Check it out at filmfestival.tcm.com. Again, the dates are Thursday, April 25th through Sunday, the 27th. And if you've ever been, have you ever been to Madrid? I'd recommend it. And Iberia Airlines is now offering a special stopover deal if you fly them and want to spend up to 9 days in Madrid before flying Iberia to other European destinations. Now, Iberia isn't the only airline in the world to offer free stopovers. Iceland Air does if you want to spend 7 nights in Reykjavik in Iceland. Turkish Airlines will give you a couple days in Istanbul if you're connecting through there. Iberia has nonstop flights from New York, L.A., Boston, Miami, Chicago, and D.C., but it code shares with American Airlines, so you have plenty of options for making Iberia connection. I don't know that you need to spend 9 days all in Barcelona, but you can look elsewhere around Spain. I recently spent 5 great days running around Madrid. Check it out at Iberia.com. And I've got a Costco membership, not because I ever buy much in bulk as a single guy, but I like paying $2.78 a gallon for Costco gas. Everybody else in Minneapolis is paying over $3. So if you have a Costco membership, keep in mind the company offers some handsome vacation packages online. For example, how about a couple of nights at the JW Marriott Phoenix Ridge Resort and Spa, 4-star property? Costco members receive $50 to $75 a day as a resort fee credit that can be applied to food and drink. Kids eat free, and a rental car is included in the price, plus extras worth about $100. There are dozens of deals from Fiji to Walt Disney World. I can't give you prices because that depends on the days you're going to be there. And as I mentioned at the top of the deal segment, that cruise ships have filled up unusually quickly this year. Well, if you go to CostcoTravel.com this weekend, you'll find two cruise lines offering deals. But listen, the offers end this weekend by Sunday, March 2nd. So move quickly.
Those are my deals of the week. Hope one of them at least appeals to you. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be right back after this break.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
With nine segments now behind us today, folks, it's museum gallery time here on the program, and we're sponsored by fieldofgreens.com.
What's the unhealthiest thing that you've eaten lately? Well, busy schedules add to the challenge of eating five servings of fruits and veggies a day. I don't think there's a single one of us who eats healthy every single meal, and that's why doctors created Field of Greens. This is a simple addition to make a part of your life, as enjoying a delicious glass of Field of Greens daily is like nutritional armor for your body.
You know, each fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support vital body functions like heart, liver, kidneys, metabolism, and immune system. We love the extra energy that we get from it. And even when you have a cheat day, you can enjoy whatever you eat because Field of Greens is always there working for you. So it comes with a better health promise at your next physical or checkup. Your doctor's going to notice your improved health or you get your money back. So right now, as a show fan, you'll save 20%. Go to fieldofgreens.com, use code CARRY, and you'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsor as well.
A new museum in Arlington, Texas is opening. The National Medal of Honor Museum will greet guests for the first time on Tuesday, March 25th. Chris Cassidy, a retired U.S. Navy SEAL, two-time Bronze Star Award recipient, and NASA astronaut with 3 space flights and 10 spacewalks under his belt, will serve as the museum's CEO, and he's here with us now on the show hotline.
Chris, well, wow, what an accomplished career. Thanks for your service to our country, and congratulations on your new CEO role.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. It's an honor to be with you guys.
Well, honor for us to have you here with us, for sure. So, listen, respecting your military and space career, it must also be some honor for you to oversee the mission of a museum like this one. I want you to walk us through the vision and purpose of the National Medal of Honor Museum.
You know, there's lots of places where you can go to learn about military history or sea tanks and airplanes. This is not that. This is a place where the Medal of Honor Museum will tell the stories of ordinary Americans who did something extraordinary when the nation needed them to do that. And they had to dig it deep into a bucket of courage that we actually all have access to, the same endless bucket. And so our aim is to inspire people to have courage in their own life through these amazing stories of Medal of Honor recipients.
Mm.
And we're excited to unveil it to the nation in just 30 days.
Chris, can you talk a little bit about the significance of the Medal of Honor for our listeners, how high it is in distinction, and what some of the themes are that sort of encompass this distinguished medal?
So the Medal of Honor is our nation's highest award for valor on the battlefield. And it has been around since 1861. President Lincoln put the medal into existence in the Civil War time frame. And since then, about 40 million people have worn the uniform of our United States military. And there are less than 4,000, 3,526 awards of the medal have been given. So it's a very, very, very small percentage of our military veterans who have been awarded the medal. There are 61 of these folks living today. Of those 61, 45 are Vietnam era, and the other 16 are global war on terror. We sadly lost the last World War II gentleman 2 summers ago, and the last Korean War Medal of Honor recipient passed away last year. So that's our drive as a museum staff, is to get this thing open and delivered to the country such that every one of those 61 can walk through the doors with us later this month.
Chris, as far as exhibits go with this new museum, there are quite a few that we see here on the website, all obviously, as you just indicated, with incredible stories from medal recipients. There's one that stands out to me, Rails to Rotors, with the Huey helicopter stories, Moments of Action. That's just to name a few. Any others you want to highlight for our listeners?
You know, I've seen this in other museums, the Holocaust Museum and a few others, where they captured stories on video and viewers can come and interact and ask questions to the virtual person on the wall and kind of have a conversation, if you will. And that's one of the things that I'm excited about. We've filmed so far, we've filmed 5 Medal of Honor recipients, they come and they sit in a studio for 3 days and they get asked 1,000 questions. They have to wear the same clothes and sit in the same position those whole 3 days. But now we have that wealth of history that with more powerful computers that exist these days, the artificial intelligence can then stitch the his real answers into a conversation that a young person or any person can have right there engaging with them. And I think that's cool because there's just a human aspect of looking at the person in the eye and hearing in their own words what they went through, what their life was like, what means something to them now and then. And I'm pretty excited about that. But it's about stories, and people resonate with human connections to a story. And we've tried really hard to have our exhibits kind of tug on emotion and make connections at the human level, and people can understand, maybe appreciate or put themselves, what if that was me? What if that was my son or daughter? And it's going to be really
cool. Well, I want to give folks the website. Okay, they can make plan to visit. And again, this is Arlington, Texas. A little over 3 weeks from now is a grand opening, March 25th. The website is mohmuseum.org, mohmuseum.org. Obviously for the Medal of Honor Museum. Chris, really nice to connect with you today. Congratulations on this. This is something Mary and I are looking forward to seeing ourselves the next time we're down in the Dallas area, okay?
Well, thank you so much. And honored to be with you today.
Thank you so much, Chris. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, very interesting museum there in the Dallas area.
That sounds like some museum,
So mohmuseum.org, folks. Thanks for spending the past 2 hours with us today. Until we return next Saturday, March 8th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, just before Mary and I head out to begin the big Let's Go America Tour Caribbean cruise. Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed this week, safe travels and enjoy.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.